a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We wish each other to be blessed.
在圣诞节的时候，我们大家祝贺的时候都说圣诞快乐，新年快乐。我们都希望大家都开心和蒙福的。
But are you really blessed?
你是不是真的蒙福的呢？
Well, at least I feel happy because the other day I saw an ad that popped up on my computer.
咁我其实好开心，因为有一日我开电脑嗰时候，有个 app 出咗嚟。
It says buy one $25 Cheesecake Factory gift certificate and you'll get two pieces of free cheesecake.
因为呢个芝士蛋糕嘅饭店话，如果你买张$25嘅礼券，你有两块芝士蛋糕可以食。
And I jump at the opportunity. I bought not just one. I bought two certificates.
当然我即刻去买，唔单止买一张，系买咗两张嘅。
Well, I'm not going to eat them all.
咁我都唔会食晒佢嘅。
And I want somebody else to be happy.
我想有其他人都开心嘅。
I can't afford it anyway.
啊，独食烂肥，
都肥嘅。And then I gave the cheesecake certificates to the mail carrier and the newspaper carrier.
咁我将呢个礼券俾咗个邮差同埋一个派报纸嘅人。
They can afford to eat it because they run around delivering mail and delivering newspaper every day.
佢哋好有本钱食，因为佢每日行路去派信同埋派报纸。
You know, cheesecake could perhaps make you happy for a few minutes.
呢个芝士蛋糕或者令你开心几分钟。
But you want to be blessed this Christmas and also a long time.
但你想去蒙福嘅，唔单止呢、这个。圣诞节，但系以后都想蒙福嘅。
If that's your wish, you come to the right place this morning.
如果呢个你嘅期望，你今日嚟到一个啱嘅地方啦。
This message is for you if you want to be blessed at Christmas.
呢个信息系俾你嘅，因为你愿意喺圣诞节蒙福。
This passage in the Gospel of Luke tells us about Mary.
咁呢个路加福音呢个章节话俾我哋听，玛利亚。
She started out being a farmer girl from a nameless village in Palestine.
咁佢喺巴勒斯坦系一个无名嘅村庄，一个乡村嘅女仔。
It's not an exaggeration to say that other than Jesus Christ, she is the most famous person in the whole world's history. Wouldn't you say that?
咁亦都唔系好作大嘅，因为除咗耶稣以外，佢真系呢个世呢个历史上边系最有名嘅人。
Not only is she famous, she's also blessed because the Bible says here from This time on, all generation will count me blessed.
佢唔单止系好出名，佢系好蒙福嘅，因为呢度讲到今后万代都要称我为有福。
Wow, you want to be blessed like that?
你系咪想咁样一样被蒙福呢
？Not just this life, but generations to come.
唔单止呢、这个生存呢个世界呢、这个时代，系万代都系称有福嘅。
Yes, you can be blessed like that, and you will be.
你是可以这样蒙福的。
You know, in a lot of ways, we are like Mary.
啊，很多事我们都好像玛利亚那样。
At that time, Mary has never seen Jesus.
在那个时候，玛利亚都没见过，玛利亚没见过耶稣的。
Neither have you or I. We haven't seen Jesus, the person.
你和我都没见过耶稣的。
When the news was announced to her, she reasoned with her mind, and she was convinced, and she believed, and she was blessed.
当这个信息给他的时候，他用理智去明白，他明白他是接受的。
And she surrendered herself to the will of God, and so can you today.
他顺服在神的旨意下面，你我都可以一样的。
And then Mary went to see her cousin Elizabeth, and her joy was doubled, so can you.
玛利亚去探他的亲戚伊丽莎白，他那个喜乐是双倍的，你都可以的。
So let us look at these events in a bit more detail today.
咁我哋详细睇一睇呢个过程。
First, you can be blessed because God visits you today.
第一，你今日蒙福嘅，因为上帝系探访咗你。
Okay, the passage is not there, but I'm going to read. You read the passage. Now, in the sixth month that Elizabeth was pregnant, God sent an angel to visit Mary and said to her, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you."
咁喺以利沙伯怀孕六个月嗰阵时候，有一个天使去探访玛利亚，话俾佢听蒙大恩嘅女子，我问你安，主与你同在。
But she was very troubled at this statement and kept pondering what kind of salutation this was.
咁但系玛利亚咧，因为呢个话咧有啲困扰， 然后反复去思想这个问安系到底系咩意思。
You see, look at Mary's reaction. The Bible says that she is troubled, or it can also be translated, she was fearful, she was afraid.
咁玛利亚听到呢个消息之后，佢系有啲困扰，亦都有啲惊恐嘅。
You know, she is not afraid at the appearance of the angel.
佢其实唔系因为有天使向佢显现佢惊恐嘅。
The Bible says that she is afraid at the statement that was made to her.
那个圣经告诉他，他惊恐的，因为这个讯息对他来说 是惊恐的。
you know, in the Bible, angels regularly appear to people.
在那个世代，天使很多时候出现在人的面前。
It doesn't tell us what angels look like, but somehow they are recognizable.
虽然没有说天使怎样，但人是可以知道这个是天使的。
So what was Mary fearful, afraid, or afraid of?
那到底玛利亚惊恐的什么呢？玛利亚。
You know, the greeting says,to her was, greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you.
这个祝贺的词就说，祝贺你蒙大恩的女子，我问你安。
Now, if an angel or God sends somebody to appear before you, I believe you should be fearful too.
如果神派一个天使来到我们面前，我们都可能很惊，很惧怕。
The reason is because we human beings, we are sinful.
因为我们都是有罪的。
Every one of us, deep inside us, somehow we know that something's wrong with human beings.
我们都知道在心底里面知道，我们都是有问题的。
And we know that we do not meet up to God's holy and sinless standards.
我们都达不到神那个圣洁和那个道德标准。
We simply do not measure up.
我们达不到他的标准的。
We know that deep inside us, we know something is wrong and that's why we should be fearful before God.
从我们心底里面，我们知道我们有问题，所以我们见到天使，我们都会惊恐的。
Let me illustrate. You know, you hear people say this. All religions are the same. They're meant to guide people to do good.
我们很多时候听人讲，其实所有宗教都一样，都是教人向善行善。
You know, if we keep these religious rules, then we will behave more morally.
我如果遵守这个宗教规条，我们道德上面行为上面都是好的。
Heard that one before? You ever heard it, right?
都听过了，是不是？
But why? Why do we people feel that we need to do good?
为什么我们需要行善呢？
To behave ethically, why?
在道德上面要行得 有道德水准呢？
It's because deep inside us we know that we are not good.
因为在我们心底里面，我们都知道我们是不好的。
We're sinful. And if God really appeared before us, we would feel, oh, I better hide from him, just like Adam and Eve did.
我们都知道我们有罪的，如果神向我们显现，我们都会走路，好像亚当和夏娃一样。
And then in front of other people, we don't want to present our true front, we want to present our best image. We want to put our best foot forward, but hide from people was really deep inside us.
在人面前，我们都不想表现我们真我，我们都是扮嘢。将我们最好的一面表现出来。
If God, the all-powerful, all-holy creator stand in front of us, I know I will be fearful.
如果这个神圣的神是来到我们的面前，我们都会很害怕。
Because I know I'm a sinful person, I would be really afraid.
因为我知道我有罪，我真的很害怕。
So Mary's reaction, I can say, is universal.
咁玛利亚这个反应其实都不是很特别。
But the angel said, do not be afraid, do not fear, for you have found favor with God.
但是天使对他说，不要惧怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩。
What a wonderful assurance that is.
哇，一个很奇妙的保证。
Do not fear, do not be afraid.
不要恐惧，不要惊恐。
This phrase is the most common message delivered from God or somebody from God to man in the Bible.
但在圣经里面，神或者天使向人显现的时候，通常都会说这句。
It occurred over 100 times, this do not fear.
在圣经里面超过100节讲到不要惧怕。
But almost every single time is followed with God is with you. He will protect you. He will not harm you.
但是差不多每一次都讲神与你同在，他会保护你，他不会伤害你。
Yes, before God we should be fearful, but we know at the same time God is with us. God visits you because he wants to bless you.
是，我们当然要惧怕，但我们都知道神与我们同在，神是
Those of you sitting here this morning, God has favor on you.
在座各位，神都好喜悦你。
You have found favor, fear not.
你是蒙恩的，不要惧怕。
He loves you, And that's why he is there for you, and he has what is good for you in his mind.
他是爱你的，他喜悦你的，他是想给你好东西来。
Mary did not choose God. God chose Mary.
玛利亚没有去拣选神，但神拣选
了他。Likewise, you did not choose God, but God chooses you.
同样我们都不是拣选神，神拣选了我们。
Because he wants to save you, and we want to give you Jesus Christ, his son, as savior.
因为他想拯救我们，他将他的儿子给了我们。
We need not fear God. He is good. He is gracious.
我们不用 惊恐，因为神是好的，他是有恩典的。
Examine yourself. Do you think you are acceptable before God? Shouldn't you fear?
自己审查一下，我们在神面前是不是站立得住呢？我们要惧怕吗？
You should. But just as you are, look to the Creator God, and he says, I'm here to show you favor.
我们其实应该惧怕，但我们如果看着神，因为神告诉我们，我们是蒙恩的，被喜悦的。
He decides all to be saved and none to perish.
他其实想万人得救，是没有一个人沉沦的。
If you are a believer already, do you approach Jesus regularly?
如果你信了的，你有没有每日去亲近，时常去亲近耶稣呢？
Do you walk with him closely?
你是不是跟耶稣同行呢？很亲密的。
Or do you shy away from him because you think you have not met up to his standards or requirements?
或者你是很惧怕的，你远离他，因为你没有达到他的标准。
God says, do not fear, I am with you. So come close to Jesus.
神说不要惧怕，我与你同在，所以我们可以去到耶稣面前。
No, he is loving, he is approachable.
神是是很爱我们的，也都是愿意我们亲近他。
He will calm your fear and he looks at you favorably.
他会平静我们的恐惧，看我们是他是喜爱我们的。
So this is the first blessing. Come to Jesus Christ. He loves you, he favors you, and he wants to bless you.
这个就是第一个的蒙祝福的，因为神是喜悦我们，是喜欢我们跟他一起的。
Second, receive Jesus, the Son of Christ, surrender to him and be blessed.
第二就是要接受神的儿子耶稣，在他面前降服，你会蒙福的。
You know, Mary was told she will be blessed because she will have a son.
玛利亚是蒙福的，因为她会怀孕这个婴孩。
You too can be blessed because you too can have the son.
我们同样都是蒙福，我们同样都可以有这个婴孩。
I don't mean just the young married women sitting here this morning, but everyone. Old guys like me too.
不只是对那些刚刚年轻结了婚的女人，对我们来说每一个人都是的，包括年老好像我这样。
You know, the important thing is this son is just not just any son, but the son of God.
这个不是一个很简单的婴孩，这个是神的儿子。
In this passage, in Luke, you find probably the most detailed description of the title and who Jesus really is.
我们在这个路加福音，我们看到这个神儿子的很详尽的描述。
Look at these passages. In 31, he will be called Jesus.
看看我们第31节，他说给他起名叫耶稣。
32, he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High.
他要被尊为大，称为至高的者的儿子。
32, also he will sit on the throne of his father David.
32节说主神要把他祖大卫的王位赐给他。
33, he will reign over the house of Jacob forever.
33节，他要作王统治雅各家直到永远。
33, also his kingdom will be no end.
33节说他的国没有穷尽。
And 35, he will be called holy, the son of God.
35节说将要出生的圣者必称为神的儿子。
These are attributes to this God child.
这个都是神的儿子那个属性。
No one can imagine more appropriate names or description like this list.
我们不可以想象我们即是可以有更好的形容这个神的儿子。
Jesus is more than a mortal human being. He is the supreme eternal being.
耶稣不单是一个必死的人，他其实是一个永远存在的圣者。
He is the perfectly holy, absolutely sinless,bearing the resemblance of God. Indeed, he is the Son of God.
他是至圣的，他 是最完美的道德者，他其实就是神。
You know, how many of you have watch the wedding ceremonies of British royalties, like Prince Charles marrying Diana or Prince William, I guess, marrying Kate Middleton? How many of you watch that?
你中間有幾多人係睇過英國皇室嗰啲婚禮咧？好似查理士王子啊，或者威廉王子結婚嗰陣咧？
You know, the poor nervous bride has to recite the long names of the prince.、Right?
其實個新娘子係好慘嘅，佢要記住好長好長嘅名。
Something like this: Would you take this person, James, Sion, Jay, Simon, David, to be your husband?
咁啊，好長嘅，有時又話啊，你係咪要同呢個人結婚？呢個 James Sion 啊 ，Jay Simon David 等等。
You know, on earth only royalties have long names like that.
喺呢個世界咧，只有皇室啲人先有咁長嘅名嘅。
You know, we little people have nicknames only.
啊，我哋啲小人物只有暱稱嘅。
But Jesus, the Son of God, has all these attributes, true, all true, and he deserves these descriptions.
但是耶稣神的儿子他的名字就是这么长因为他是值得这么长的
His kingdom is no earthly kingdom but a heavenly one one that lasts forever
他的国度不是地上的国度是一个天上的国度是永远存在的国度
I don't know whether Mary noticed all this but this is what trips her up、
我不知道、玛利亚是不是看到这些但这些他很困扰他
You know she asked probably two questions Well how can it be I'm a virginAnd yet, I will be pregnant with child.
他很困惑他第一个两个问题第一个就是我是一个童贞女怎么可以怀孕生子呢
And the second question probably is, how can God become a man, a human being?
第二个问题就是神怎么可以成为一个人呢
So Luke here tells us that Mary ponders, and this word really means to reason with intensity, to figure out how could it be true?
路加福音呢度讲啊，玛利亚反复思考，呢度就话佢花好多嘅心机去理智去理解呢个情形。
She expresses her doubt openly. She did not just accept it since it's from an angel.
佢系好系将好真诚嘅将佢嘅忧虑或者佢疑惑讲出嚟嘅。
She asked a rational question: How can the virgin give birth to a child? She is honest with her doubts.
他很真诚地问这个问题就是说为什么童贞女可以怀孕生子
Your Mary's question leaves her open to the possibility of a good answer that would cause her to change her views
玛利亚的问题呢其实都会给她有机会去接受这个一个答案是可以改变她的信念的
Honest doubts are open to belief
一个很坦诚的疑惑可以叫我们都是改变我们的信念
If you are willing to ask honest questions you will get good answers
如果你很真诚的问问题你会得到一个答案
And what's the answer?
答案是什么呢
Nothing is impossible with God
在神没不成的事
Well, and not only that the angel gave an illustration of what that means
不单止这样天使再跟他说
And in verse 36 says Even your relative Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age, and she who was called the barren is now in her sixth month.
在36节个天使说你亲戚以利沙伯被称为不生育的在年老也怀了难胎现在已经第六个月了。
Yes, all things are possible with God.
是没有神可以做任何的事情的。
And Mary accepts this line of reasoning, and she believes.
玛利亚是接受这个答案她都是
相信 And not only that, she submits to the truth revealed to her.
不单止这样她是在这个真理里面顺服的。
And because in verse 38 we read, Mary answered, I'm the Lord's servant, may your word to me be fulfilled.
因为38节讲玛利亚说我是主的婢女愿照你的话成就在我身上。
Mary,surrenders completely and it is not simple
玛利亚是完全的顺服这个不是简单的
this is not just passive acceptance but joyful embrace
不单止一个被动的式去接受其实是主动去接受
and Mary is greatly blessed for it
那玛利亚是大大的被祝福的
you can be blessed too
你一样是可以蒙福的
just leave the impossibilities to God for he alone is expert on doing things like that
将啲唔可能嘅事交俾神，因为神系呢方面嘅专家。
Here God chooses not to explain in detail how can a virgin get pregnant. He doesn't tell us that.
神拣选系唔答点解一个童贞女可以怀孕生子。
But the author Luke, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, focuses on the supernatural identity of the Son.
但系呢个路加受到呢个圣灵嘅启发，系佢系专注喺呢个儿子呢个超自然嘅身份。
That much is revealed, and that should be our focus if you want to be blessed.
就系咁样启发咗我哋，我哋就注写呢样里边。
So what is the truth revealed to us?
乜嘢系一个真嘢、真诚、真嘅真理话俾我哋听咧
？We sang the song, "What child is this?"
我哋唱奇妙嘅圣婴。
What's the answer?
个答案系乜嘢咧
？Jesus is God, and you have to make a choice.
耶稣系神，你要做一个选择。
If he really is who he claims to be, the Bible claims, as the Bible claims, you have to bow down before him.
如果正如耶稣同埋喺圣经里面所宣告嘅，我哋喺佢面前一定要俯伏嘅面前。
This annunciation pushes the exclusivity of Jesus right into your face. It demands a response.
咁呢个宣告咧，将耶稣摆喺我哋面前咧，我哋要有一个回应嘅。
Christianity is true.
基督教系真嘅。
It has stood up to centuries of very rigorous rational analysis.
经过好多世纪嘅一啲嘅分析，理性嘅分析。
It can be defended logically.
我哋可以好有逻辑去辩护嘅。
Truth can satisfy the inquisitive mind.
真理系可以满足一啲好奇心。
You do not need to check your brain at the door when you come into worship this morning.
当你嚟到呢个教会里边，你唔使将你嗰个理智嘅头脑摆咗去出边嘅。
You just need to bring an open mind and a respectful heart.
你要是思想开明的，有一个恭敬的心。
You know, the modern man like to say, virgin birth is impossible. That's stupid.
现代人都说，童贞女生婴孩是不可能的。
This is only an assertion. This is not an argument, not a logical argument.
这个呢就其实呢都未必是好的，因为这个不是一个逻辑的辩论。
It is just a way of getting us out of hard thinking.
其实呢就是我们懒惰，不去细心去思考这个问题。
But by contrast, the honest doubts are humble because they lead you to ask questions.
相反来讲呢，一个真诚的疑惑呢是令到我们谦卑，可以接受这个答案的。
Even though it makes you somewhat vulnerable.
令到我们可以接受一些新的思想的。
Some people ask, well, I'd like to be a Christian. If I do become a Christian, does it mean...I have to do this or I cannot do that.
有些人说我也想成为基督徒，但是我可以做这些，有些又可以做，有些又不可以做呢？
Well, these are some legitimacy to ask these kind of questions in order to follow Christ.
其实都是合理的问题，如果我们要跟随耶稣基督。
You need to count the cost.
你要计算这个代价。
Many people want to, however, just negotiate the cost rather than count the cost.
但有些人呢就想讨价还价。
They are willing to give up something, but they want to retain the right to determine what those things are.
他们可以放弃一些东西，但他们不想放弃他这个主权，是去认定哪些可以放弃，哪些不可以放弃。
But when you come before God, you have to be like Mary.
但你来到神的面前，你应该好像玛利亚那样。
Because...You have to trust God is a loving God and He has your best interest in mind.
因为你要信得个神是一个爱你的神。
Let Him decide, the all good, all holy God decide what is best for you.
让神去拣选哪些是对我们好，哪些对我们不好。
So Mary here says, may your word to me be fulfilled.
所以玛利亚这里说，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
Let Him decide, I surrender totally.
让神决定，我们就
Even though at that time being an unwed pregnant girl is caused her dearly.
就算在那个世代里面，一个未婚的女子怀孕生子是一个很重担的负担。
So in the same manner, I believe many of you, when you came to Jesus to decide to follow him, you have made this kind of decision.
咁其实我哋好多人都好似咁，当我哋跟随耶稣，我哋都要作呢个决定。
That decision should be whatever you say in your word, whatever your plan has for me, I'm willing, even though I may not like it, I may not see through the logic to it.
呢个决定就系神，你无论你系话乜嘢，我都跟你嘅跟随呢个旨意，虽然有时我都唔中意嘅。
So just like Mary, she surrenders and accepts, and she is blessed.
啊，好似玛利一样，佢接受啊神嗰个啊意愿，佢系蒙福嘅。
You know, Mary surrenders and she bears a child.
咁玛利亚顺服，咁佢怀孕。
In a physical sense, but child, that child, Jesus, after Jesus was born, the child left her, right? I mean, grew up and left her.
喺生理上边，咁佢怀孕生子，生咗之后，咁佢个儿子就唔喺嗰度啦。
Today, if you are a believer, you also have the child.
今日如果你系一个啊信徒。你都有神的儿子，有个婴孩里边。
But in a spiritual sense, and that child, that Jesus will never leave you.
喺灵里边咁讲，呢个婴孩喺你里边系唔会离开。
And in that sense, you are blessed even to a much bigger degree.
咁我哋嘅被祝福系更大嘅。
Because the child was born for you.
因为呢个婴孩为你而生。
And that means eternal life, the life of Christ in you.
呢个就系永恒嘅生命啊，神嘅。耶稣的生命在我们里面。
In the epistle of 1 John, it says, God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the life.
约翰一书讲到，神已经把永远的生命赐给我们，这生命是他儿子里面的，凡有神儿子的就有生命，没有神儿子的就没有生命。
Third, go share the good news and be blessed.
第三样就是分享这个好的消息，你会蒙福的。
So after the angel left Mary, Bible tells us that she got up immediately and went to visit Elizabeth.
当这个天使探访完玛利亚之后，玛利亚就去见她的亲戚伊丽莎白。
So probably Elizabeth lives in a different town or different village.
咁玛利亚可能住喺一个唔同嘅地方，一个唔同嘅农村里边。
This house of Elizabeth is also, of course, the home of Zechariah the priest.
啊，咁呢个伊丽莎白系同一个系啊，
佢丈夫
系Zechariah仲住嘅。
And Zechariah early in chapter 1 of Luke tells us that while he was serving in the temple.He became dumb. He could not speak. You remember that?
咁呢个撒加利亚当佢喺圣殿里边服侍嗰阵时，佢系变咗哑巴嘅。大家记唔记得咧
？So we have this picture of Mary going to visit Elizabeth.
咁我哋睇到呢个玛利亚去探访伊丽莎白。
So we have one miraculously pregnant lady visiting another miraculously pregnant lady.
咁我哋有个好。奇迹的怀孕的女子去探访另一个女子，亦都是很奇迹的去怀孕。
So I imagine the following describes that scene when the two meet each other.
咁我可以想象咧，佢哋见面嗰时候，可能系发生呢个咁嘅情形。
On the second day of Christmas, my true love saw me two joyful ladies, both pregnant miraculously, and a dumb priest, Zechariah.
哇！哎，真系好嘢。
Please translate.
在这个圣诞节的第二日，有两个女士是很开心的跳舞。咁咧，我都好开心，因为有个芝士蛋糕俾我食。
Where did it come from? And Mary probably would say, "My goodness, look at you! You are with child. You are big."
哇，玛利亚好够！哇，发生咩事啊？你而家怀孕啦！哇，你好似好大只咁啊
！The last time I saw you, you were not pregnant. You are just as big.
上一次我见你嗰阵时，虽然你都系肥肥地，但你唔系怀孕噶。
This is indeed a miracle.
呢个真系一个系奇迹嘅。
You know the Bible says that Elizabeth had a nickname.
咁话啊，圣经里边话以利沙伯有个其他嘅名
，the barren one.
一个唔生育嘅，不能生育嘅。
And what a shame and insult that is. People, you know, use that name to call her behind her back.
呢个其实一个冇好侮辱性嘅称呼嘅。
But God bless Elizabeth.
但系神祝福伊丽莎白。
Even before Mary says, guess what? I'm pregnant too. I'm in your company.
当这个玛利亚还没开口说啊，我都怀孕了。
But Elizabeth beat her to it.
但是呢，以利沙伯已经跟她说。
And the Bible says that Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣经里面说以利沙伯是被圣灵充满。
And this is what she says. The baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she cried out with a loud voice and said, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how has it happened to me that the mother of my Lord would come to me?
咁圣经里边话，以利沙伯一听见玛利亚嘅问安，腹中嘅胎儿就跳动，以利沙伯也被圣灵充满，就高声说：你在女子中是有福的，你腹中的胎儿也是有福的。我主的母亲竟然到我这里来，这事怎会临到我呢？
Elizabeth probably didn't know what she was talking. She was just moved by the Holy Spirit.
以利沙伯都唔知道佢会讲出呢啲咁嘅嘢，因为佢被圣灵充满。
But the one who is more startled actually is Mary.
但系咧，玛利亚更加系惊讶嘅。
You know, because she, after the angel visited her, she immediately went to see Elizabeth.
因为当呢个天使探访佢之后，佢即刻去见以利沙伯。
And nobody knew the secret. She probably had not told anybody about this.
咁呢个玛利亚好可能都未话俾任何人听呢个秘密嘅。
And Elizabeth was the first person she wanted to break the news.
佢想将同第一个人讲嘅就系同以利沙伯讲嘅。
I want an unusual address here in these few verses.
哇，呢个系一个好特别嘅称呼。
Says, you know.Wait a minute, you know, how do you know? You know, when you saw me, I mean, you're so much older, you used to call me pumpkin or something like that. But you call me mother of my Lord.
哇，等一等啊，你为什么叫我是我主的母？你以前不是这样的，你以前叫我个阿寡，或者说是小宝贝啊之类的东西。
And then in verse 30, 45, he even said, And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what had been spoken to her by the Lord.
那里也都讲告者相信主传给他的话必要成就的女子就有福了。
You know, when Mary went to see Elizabeth, she was still puzzled, troubled, or perplexed. But then she got the confirmation that the baby she is bearing is indeed the promised Messiah.
当这个玛利亚去见以利沙伯的时候，她心里面都很多疑惑的，但是她现在得到肯定，她想怀的是一个尼赛亚。
Every maiden, every little a girl at in that age wants to become the mother of the promised Messiah.
在她一代，很多年轻的，所有年轻的女子都想成为这个尼赛亚的母亲。
And then when she visited Elizabeth, she got a confirmation that I'm it.
当这个玛利亚去探访以利沙伯的时候，她得到个证实就是，我就是了。
How blessed, how happy it can be.
哇，这个是很大的祝福，很大的喜乐。
So Mary too was moved by the Holy Spirit, and she broke out and said, she was inspired and gave the wonderful praise that later is called the Magnificat.
这个玛利亚都一样的被圣灵充满，她也都是讲了一句以后我们叫做颂主，尊主颂。
And it goes like this in the beginning.
这里就是这样讲。
My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior.
我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐。
What joy, what blessedness it is.
哇，咁大嘅祝福，咁大嘅喜乐。
And Mary shares her experience with Elizabeth, and she was greatly blessed, more than double.
当玛利亚同呢个以利沙伯分享佢所听到嘅，佢嗰个喜乐同祝福系。真的比双倍更多的。
If you have Jesus Christ in you, your Christmas will be more, your Christmas joy will be more than doubled when you share with somebody.
当你有耶稣在里面，当你圣诞节同人分享这个信息的时候，你的喜乐和你的祝福是会双倍的或者更多的。
Not everyone would respond like Elizabeth, but some will bless you in return, and you will be blessed too.
不是每一个人都好像以利沙伯咁回应，但有啲人嘅回应系令你更蒙福嘅。
Not everyone would receive the good news or receive Jesus, but when you share, the Heavenly Father is pleased, and you will feel joy inside. You will be blessed.
当你同人分享嘅时候，唔系每一个人都会相信嘅，但系天父系喜悦你咁样同人分享，你亦都喺你里边有喜乐，系蒙福嘅。
So go share the good news and be blessed.
所以去分享呢个福音，系你会被祝福嘅。
Mary and Elizabeth, at that point in the Luke this description, neither one of them has seen Jesus.
喺呢个路加福音第一章讲嘅时候。玛利亚和以利沙伯都未见过这个婴孩的。
They both believed and they were both blessed.
他们两个都相信，他们两个都是蒙福的。
Today we are much more privileged than these two ladies.
今天我们更有特权的比这个两个女士们。
We have tons of material and billions of testimony telling us about the miraculous birth of the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
我们有很多很多的文献和人一些的一啲嘅人讲嘅都可以话呢个系一个童贞女所生嘅婴孩。
So、we hear, we believe, and we are blessed.
我哋喺呢度，我哋相信，我哋系蒙福嘅。
The same spirit that moved Elizabeth and Mary is similarly moving in you today.
圣灵感动以利沙伯同埋玛利亚，同样圣灵亦一样系感动我哋嘅。
If you're a true Christmas for you, it's pure joy.
如果你嘅真信徒。圣诞节对你来讲是一个极大的喜乐。
And if you share this joy, your joy and blessing will be more than doubled.
但是如果你去分享这个喜乐，你的喜乐是会双倍或者更多的。
You share this joy and the person receives this good news, you will be called blessed forever.
当你分享这个信息的时候，有人相信之后呢，你这个祝福蒙福是永远的。
You know why? Because that person will be greeting you in heaven someday and will call you blessed.
点解咧？因为呢个相信嘅人，呢、这个接受咗耶稣嘅人，有一日会喺天堂嗰度系迎接你嘅，话你系蒙福嘅。
May the Lord bless the preaching of His word.
愿神祝福佢嘅话语。